Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The DNC is opening and the American Right to Life Welcoming Committee is in full swing with Power in the Park and the evening rallies. Now, we're going to do a simulcast with Stu Epperson's Truth Talk Live on the East Coast. Stu airs in 30 cities. In just a moment or so, we will join Stu Epperson's radio show. And the reason we're going to do that is because, well, American Right to Life has had some extraordinary leaders come in for this DNC week, and one of those is Ambassador Alan Keyes. And rather than have Alan on just in Denver, Colorado, we thought what an honor it would be to simulcast with Stu Epperson. Stu airs in about 30 cities, mostly in the eastern part of the U.S., and so in just a few minutes, we will be excited to bring Alan Keyes to a large national audience. I want to let you know about something that happened today at After Power in the Park, which was hosted by American Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life. That's at the Martin Luther King Jr. Park, just a half block from the new mega abortion clinic built by Planned Parenthood, 52,000 square feet in yet again a minority neighborhood. Well, a pro-lifer from California had his signs, I would estimate about $500 worth of signs, the large signs, 4 by 6 feet, on the public sidewalk, leaning up against their fence. And the security guards came out from Planned Parenthood and confiscated the signs. They took them, basically stole them, and brought them into the property, and a couple of them in the building. And so the owner of the signs, Ron Brock from California, went running down the street. "Hey, you're stealing my signs." Well, presidential candidate, because Alan Keyes was nominated by America's Independent Party this week, presidential candidate Alan Keyes went down that street like a bolt of lightning with his assistant, Tom Heffling, and the president of American Right to Life Action, Steve Curtis. Alan went right onto the Planned Parenthood property and said, "That is stolen property. You return that property," and literally took the signs away from the Planned Parenthood security guards who were arguing and trying to keep them. Steve Curtis got a sign. Tom Heffling got a sign. And there were two others inside. And about 5-10 minutes later, after some amount of arguing, the security guards came out and returned the rest of the stolen property. I have not seen that kind of instant justice at an abortion clinic in the 20 years that I've been in activism against the killing of unborn children. It was quite extraordinary. So what I'd like to do now, before we join Stu Epperson, is to introduce to you and welcome into the studio Alan Keyes. Alan, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Alan, it stunned me. I've been on the streets with leaders of the pro-life movement for 20 years. I haven't seen that. Instant justice at an abortion clinic. Thank you for standing up for this pro-lifer from California who's here visiting to try to help save kids.
Well, I guess it was just one of those circumstances that just at first you don't process it because I was trying to fit it into some normal category.
Right.
The fact that somebody would just come up and steal the signs, I thought.
Yeah.
But then when it finally hit us, I think what was going on, basically we just ran after it to get the signs back.
Right.
You have the right to come take your stuff like that.
Yeah, so I imagine you're at the 16th Street Mall downtown Denver at a Barnes & Noble and you have your bag of books leaning up on the sidewalk up against their building, and their employees come out and take your stuff.
That's not your book anymore because it was leaning up against our building.
I know.
No, that was literally the argument this guy's making. And I said to him when we were having our little exchange, I said, "Look, if you lean your bicycle up against my fence, I don't get to take it inside and give it to the kids." You know.
Right. So
all's well that ends well, but it was very strange.
I thought it was courageous because of we're sort of like trained puppies out here, the pro-lifers, because we go week after week, day after day for 20 years trying to save kids, and we do save kids. Our little church saves over 100 kids at this Planned Parenthood every year. We're there 5 days a week. But we're used to the rules, you know, and the rules are there's a line here, and even if they steal your stuff, you can't cross that line.
I don't know about that.
Well, we're used to it, you know. We're like trained from being in this fight for 20 years.
Yes, I have done a lot of thinking because some people try to sell us an understanding of our Christian and biblical obligations that I think is false. And they want to make us believe that because we are Christian people, we must passively accept injustice. And that is simply not true. The first law that God gives to Noah hasn't been repealed, right? Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. What that actually represents is the notion that you don't stand idly by while evil is done. Mm-hmm. He has put it on our hearts to act against wrong. And so people say, well, Christ said turn the other cheek. Well, he did. But he said when someone attacks you, turn the other cheek. He doesn't say that you should stand and do nothing when they're attacking somebody else.
That's right. That's
you know, if somebody's walking up the street stealing somebody's purse and you could stop them and get the purse back, you don't just stand there, do you?
You'd be a heroic Christian. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to join Stu Epperson on Truth Talk Live here in just a minute. Let's listen in.
People become perfect.
All right, we'll listen to Stu's opening music.
Feel-good philosophy. I call it spiritual crack. Because like crack, it feels good, it makes you high for a few minutes, but it always leaves you wanting more, and it ultimately destroys your life. And that's exactly what Oprah's doing with this New Age stuff.
Relevant, real radio, running the culture. This is Truth Talk Live. Now from the Truth Booth, your host, Stu Epperson Jr.
It's all over the headlines. It's a big happening, folks, in Denver, Colorado, Mile High City. It's the Democrat National Convention, and live from the convention is another Christian talk show host, except this talk show host is there not celebrating, as are there are people of faith. They're celebrating part of the Democratic National Convention. He's there protesting. Is this okay for Christians to do, to protest political conventions? Is it okay for Christian talk show hosts to do such a thing? We're taking him on right now in what we used to call the Battle of the Christian Talk Show Host. He's there. He's in Denver. He's making some big-time waves. Wait till you hear the bizarre things that Bob Inyart is doing in Denver, Colorado, and wait till you hear who's with him at his side right now, another presidential candidate. Not only is a Christian talk show host there protesting, rallying his listeners to protest the Democratic National Convention, which is now underway, but he's got a presidential candidate who's a Christian as well. And I ask you, everyone, is this Christian at all to protest the convention? The number is 866-34-TRUTH. The guest to introduce the other guest of honor, let's bring on first Bob Inyart, talk show host, author, and he's out there on this one, folks. I got to tell you, Bob, are you there?
Stu Epperson, it's an honor to be on Truth Talk Live. And you know what? We have Alan Keyes, who's been nominated this week by America's Independent Party. And he's already on the ballot here in Colorado, hopefully around the country by November. And I'd like to ask Alan Keyes to answer your question. Alan, Stu asks, is it appropriate for Christians to protest?
Well, actually, I think it's our obligation to do so. The first law that God gave to Noah after the flood exemplified that truth. It's really the first law of nature that he gave to Noah and his sons. It was the one that went, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. And what that actually represents is a positive injunction. It's not a shalt not. It's a shall. It's a command. And that command is, when you see this terrible injustice being done, you must act to stop it. That's what God says. And then, of course, people will come along and say, well, Christ said turn the other cheek. But Christ said turn the other cheek when someone attacks you. He doesn't say stand there and let somebody else be brutalized, somebody else be attacked, somebody else be robbed and otherwise done injustice to. So the notion that somehow Christians must be passive in the face of injustice is not true at all. And the biblical understanding is clear about this. And I think that the commitment to witness, because when we say protest, the word protest is actually just another way of saying witness. The word testimony, testify, protest, they all come from the same Latin root, which basically means to give evidence or witness.
Okay.
And what you do when you protest is simply another form of witness.
Okay, Dr. Alan Keyes, it's great to have you on Truth Talk Live. I want to ask a question that many are thinking right there. A lot of people listening, you are right there, both you and Bob Inyart are talking about the scriptures. Well, the man just across the street from you guys, who is the keynote speaker in front of 70,000 people at Coors Field, who's going to be speaking, is the nominee for president for the DNC. His name is Barack Obama.
And Stu, that's literally across the street from this studio. I mean, it's, you know, you could shoot an arrow across the street.
So you're right there. Now, you're prostate testing, but Ambassador Keys, just to speak on behalf of my audience, they hear Barack Obama say he's a Christian. They hear him bringing in the scriptures and bringing up the Sermon on the Mount and things like that. And then they hear you, a man of God who's a Christian, who's African-American. And they're thinking, why aren't you endorsing him? Isn't there an obvious
connection? No, they're not thinking that. No Christian person in America who's actually a believing Christian is thinking that. Okay, Nobody thinks that.
Well, tell us the disconnect. Tell us why.
Wait. Okay. Stu, I know you're setting me up with this question, right? Because the answer's pretty obvious.
I look around and I talk to people of faith, and I have a good friend who's a black pastor who is he's Barack Obama's best friend. Tell us why you're not supporting Barack Obama, why you're protesting instead.
I think it's very simple. Barack Obama is a man who believes that it's all right to kill babies. He thinks that the murder of infants is a right. That's what he thinks. He thinks it's a right, and if you think it's a right, it means that someone is in the right when they do it. He thinks it is right to kill babies. And when I say that, by the way, I do mean to abort them in the womb, but I also mean that when he was a legislator in Illinois and an effort was being made, a broadly supported, bipartisan effort, by the way, to end the practice of taking fully born babies, babies that had been fully born, they were out of the womb, they were viable babies, they were being held in the arms of the nurses, they were taking these babies and they were setting them aside to die with no care, with no feeding, to die. Okay? And when a bill with bipartisan support was proposed to stop this heinous practice, Barack Obama voted against it. He said he was voting against it because it didn't have the language in the federal bill. When they put that language in, he voted against it. All on the grounds that somehow if you respect the life of that innocent child, you are going to be somehow destroying, quote, abortion rights. You see, because that would actually mean that you're recognizing the personhood of that child. And so even when the child was fully born, viable, outside the womb, he wanted it and countenanced its murder. And you ask me why a Christian person would be not supporting Barack Obama? I don't understand how. I know that people can say with their lips they're Christian. Anybody can say that. There are people who cry, Lord, Lord. But if those people are crying, Lord, Lord, while they countenance the murder of innocents, then God has declared that to be an abomination. Yeah, and I frankly don't care what they call themselves. I will surely protest it anyway.
Okay, and Stu Epperson,
you're right there with him, aren't you?
Stu, you know that Alan Keyes ran against Barack Obama in Illinois for the U.S. Senate, and the record is indisputable that Barack Obama voted for the right to kill the child, to refuse to care, love, and protect the child after he was born through, the desire was to abort the child. They said it's in the woman's body, right.
I've got some people that want to call in. The number is 866-34-TRUTH. Ambassador Alan Keyes is with us. Bob Inyart is with him, hosting him at this protest of the DNC. They're live from Denver, Colorado.
Okay, can I make a correction, though, Stu?
Yes, sir.
I did not come here to protest the DNC. I don't particularly care about the DNC and haven't in many years. Those people abandoned the moral principles of the country a long time ago, and their choice for nominee and so forth and so on hasn't interested me in I don't know how long. And the fact that they are now about to embrace someone who utterly rejects the moral principles of this country, stands for baby murder, I think they're just showing the logical consequence of their abandonment of moral conscience, which has been going on for decades. So that's not why I'm here. I am here to support the personhood amendment that is on the ballot in Colorado and that has been placed on the ballot in order to give the people of Colorado a chance to declare the obvious, that human beings at every stage from fertilization are human beings.
Sure, okay. I want to get in that more this hour. I would like Bob Inyart to set this up real quick. Tell us the nature of this event going on. You had a big meeting with a bunch of black leaders in the park. Tell everyone real quick.
That's right. Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. Park. In fact, all this week, power in the park in the mornings, in the evenings, rallies at St. Stephen's Church in North Denver. And Stu, leaders from around the country, godly men and women, descending on Denver. And you know what? It's true. It's to support the Personhood Amendment, which is historic, the first time a state has this kind of opportunity to acknowledge the God-given right to life of the unborn.
Okay, and so you're doing things all week. You have events planned. And Ambassador Keys, I understand that we had an interesting event, an abortion clinic near that park.
Yes.
Tried to steal some signs today. Is that correct?
Hey, Stu Epperson, our audience already heard this, but just a couple hours ago, about a security guards came out of a Planned Parenthood and literally stole about $500 worth of expensive big signs from pro-lifers. Alan Keyes saw it. He ran down the block with the president of American Right to Life Action, Steve Curtis. They went onto the property. Alan Keyes physically took the property of the pro-lifers back away from Planned Parenthood and said that is stolen property. They said,
"Wow, okay." Tell us what happened.
It was instant justice.
The police was called. Hold on. We want to hear all about it. And this idea of Christians protesting a lot on Truth Talk Live. Coming up more. Hang on after this.
Truth Talk Live.
Oh, Alan Keyes, guess what?
Oh,
you and I are on the air.
Right, of course.
Alan, you just asked, how far have we come when people will question Christian protest? And
I don't understand that. Are we so oblivious to the real history of our country and to the history of Christian people in our country that we do not realize that almost every major justice movement in America, every single one of them, that moved against slavery, that moved to establish protection for children in the workplace and prevent the exploitation of minors, that moved for women's rights, that moved for all of these things, including the civil rights movement.
Right, absolutely.
Every single one of them had at their leadership positions and in their motive power the leadership of Christian people of faith. Don't we know this?
Right.
How do we ask this question now? It shows what I think the phony, fraudulent, counterfeit leadership of the so-called moral movement in America now is all about. They are actually persuading people by some means that Christians ought to be passive, that we ought to sit on our hands, that we ought to somehow or another do nothing, and that prayer means what we say with our lips, not what we do with our lives. Now, come on, y'all. I do recall that my Savior came, and he looked at the Pharisees who were all about praying with your lips, all about the appearances and the sounds, and not at all about the heart and the action that arises from the heart. Weren't those Pharisees the ones Jesus just roundly criticized and rejected? Now, I often try to explain to people, you know that the Pharisees were not wicked people.
No,
I
really?
Know that they were not people committed to evil.
Yeah.
They were actually trying to call the Jewish people back to the Mosaic law.
Well, that's true.
They were trying to resist the pagan influences. They were trying to reestablish an allegiance to the Torah and all of this in the midst of a time, by the way, when in the corrupt hedonistic court of people like Herod and all these people, there was a real backsliding going on right into the flesh pots and cesspits of paganism that was taking place at the time. But Jesus came along and looked at these folks who thought of themselves as reformers, and he looked at them and he found that they were all about the outward appearance and all about the words and all about the rituals and not at all about the heart, right?
Mm.
So when you're saying it with your lips but not meaning it in your heart, when you're saying it with your lips of prayer but not meaning it with your limbs of prayer,
wow.
Jesus criticizes you. He doesn't accept that as prayer.
Yeah, I think Jesus would have been considered a protester on the Temple Mount.
I do believe so. Well, he was a protester on the Temple Mount. He was a protester with that whip in his hand in the temple, I think.
And, you know, there were some people there who told him it wasn't the right time.
I'm sure there were. I bet one of them was Judas, was standing there at his elbow saying, Lord, we've got to go and do some fundraising. It's not the time for that, you know, because Judas was very interested in money. He was one of those people.
He was the first.
He reminds me of some of the folks in the so-called moral movement now who seem to be all about what it takes to raise the money and not all about how we spend our time and real treasure promoting the cause the way we're supposed to.
The scriptures say that he was concerned that money was set aside for the poor, but not because he cared about the poor, because he would get a cut. And that seems to me to be the modus operandi of a lot of our liberal politicians, the Democratic Party, and I think even a good chunk of the Republican Party.
Well, sadly, I think we're seeing a lot of folks, and they're trying to talk people into the notion that somehow or another the lip service prayer is the one that the Lord wants. And I was raised my whole life to believe that that's not true. He said that he actually criticized people who had him on their lips but whose hearts were far from him, didn't he?
Yeah.
And so when you are being enjoined by people to talk one way and live another, not to put limbs to your prayers and feet to your prayers, you are not being taught the Christian ethic. You're being taught something else.
Yep.
You're being taught as the wisdom of God, the commandments of men. And
Dr.
Jesus warns us against
that. Let's rejoin Stu Epperson.
In the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado, at the Democratic National Convention, live right now is one Bob Inyard, another Christian talk show host, asking the question, is this appropriate behavior? Is it proper for a Christian to protest, to do these kind of things at a political convention? And also with him, a very significant thing, by the way, is on, and a lot of the folks are there, like Ambassador Alan Keyes, also a candidate for president with an independent party. He is there because of this literally historic law that they're trying to get on the books in Colorado. Both men are with us right now. Our toll-free number nationwide is 866-342. That's 866-348-7884. I want to go to some callers real quick, but first, Ambassador Keyes, Bob Inyard, I have to hear what happened in the ensuing drama. I understand the chief of police was called. These thugs from the abortion clinic, they heisted your signs.
That's right.
And Ambassador Keyes, you're supposed to have, like, bodyguards and, like, hired, you know, karate experts around you to go after things like that. You took off after them. What's going on here?
Well, as I told you, there were some security people at another event I was going to. They asked me where my security was, and I looked at one of them. He said he had to talk to my security people, and I said, say a prayer for me. You'll be talking to my security guy.
Okay.
And so I think this is always going to be the case. But I also think that it's about time that we kind of recalled the fact that the faithful people are the ones who actually are the truest security for right ideas of justice and liberty and the kinds of things that can help to sustain our lives. So we are not here to demand that others protect us, but rather to show that we are, for the sake of God's law, willing to act for the protection of innocent life as he enjoins us.
Amen. Through. And that was one instance, Stu Epperson, where there was instant justice this morning, at least. But tragically, it was in the matter of some signs being stolen. But of course, today, children were killed at that mega abortion clinic in Denver. It's called Auschwitz, built by the billion-dollar Weitz construction firm. Literally, they built a child-killing center, a billion-dollar American corporation.
Wow, okay, and you guys were right across from that in the park, and a lot of things going on. And we want to hear more about kind of your deliberations and your take on this whole Democratic National Convention that's happening literally a block away. But let's go to David in Ohio, which, by the way, will be probably a swing state in the upcoming election. David, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu and a couple guests here. Go ahead.
Hey, Stu, first of all, take the tongue out of your cheek. Secondly, Ambassador Keyes, it's an honor to just hear your voice on the other end of the radio here. And I really appreciate all the work you've done, all the sense that you've made throughout your career in the public forum. The exchange that you had earlier with your other guest there, I didn't catch his name, Brian, I believe it is. You know, the abortion issue, yes, it's definitely wicked on Barack Obama's part. However, I would look even a little deeper than that to examine whether or not I could believe his claim to be a Christian and simply look at the place that he worshipped at and the doctrine that he stood under and sat under for 20 years.
Stu.
Black liberation reality is a political Marxist system.
Okay, okay.
Stu, Alan Keyes only has another 2 minutes with us.
Okay,
could he answer that?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, I think that the caller actually is exactly right. And in fact, in one of our debates, I think it's so ironic, Obama actually criticized me for talking so much about moral things and lecturing him, he said, on what it means to be a Christian, that he didn't need me to lecture him because he had a pastor who did that. It was Pastor Wright.
The Wright Reverend.
And I think the country now knows that he actually did need me and that he probably still does need somebody like me, because otherwise he wouldn't be killing babies and he wouldn't be abandoning the understanding of justice that was the understanding of justice, for instance, of Martin Luther King, who explicitly said in his letter to the Birmingham jail that a just law was one that conformed to the moral law, which is the will of God, and that a law that is not compatible with the moral law, which is the will of God, is no law at all. He quoted Thomas Aquinas to this effect. That is, in fact, the bedrock principle of my understanding of justice, and it also is the one in the Declaration of Independence. It's the one that Barack Obama and people like him reject. So instead of representing some fulfillment of the civil rights heritage and the great struggle of Black America, he actually and his election would represent the utter betrayal and destruction of that heritage. It would invalidate every step that was won, because instead of embracing the true doctrine of God's will and law as the basis for justice, we would adopt have a man who rejects that, who rejects the Declaration of Independence, and who instead embraces the notion that if by majority rule you establish wrong, you can make that a right, which is exactly what slavery was about.
Okay. Ambassador Keys, we know you have to run in just a second. Let's take a call real quick from Linda from California. Linda, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu, Ambassador Alan Keys, who's running for president himself, Bob Inyart, right outside the Democratic National Convention, but they're not there supporting it. I'll tell you that. Go ahead, Linda, your question or comment.
Well, I really tried to call. I wanted to make a comment about the lady that called earlier, one of the previous callers. I really don't have too much to say to Ambassador Keys, because basically I think his mind is made up on everything, and I just think that a lot of those people that are pro-life, they are hypocrites, because what they do is they say they don't believe in murder, but they turn around and hate so bad against what God wanted to do. They hate so bad that they would kill someone that abort another baby. And to me, that's hypocritical. And we got to really look at what really is going on.
We're out of time.
Okay, Dr. Keys, can you comment on that?
Quick response. First of all, I don't hate. I simply love God, and I'm trying to protect the innocent babies who are protected by his will. And second, I think that the Lord God himself told us that we should not stand by and let murder be done, and that in point of fact it is our natural law obligation to take action against that. So if this lady thinks otherwise, she is obviously somebody who does not share in respect for that tradition of God's will and law.
But you're not but Linda, he's not condoning killing abortionists. Is that what you're implying, Linda?
I never have said anything like that.
Of course not. Now we have to leave the Denver airwaves. Stu will join you in a few minutes after the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan Keys.